Krishna Book, Canto 18, The Rajasuya Sacrifice. Chapter 74, Scene 7. Yudhisthira completes the Rajasuya Yajna. After the salvation of Shishupal, King Yudhisthira rewarded all the members present in the sacrificial assembly. Yudhisthira sufficiently remunerated the priests and learned sages for their engagement in the execution of the sacrifice. And after performing all this routine work, Yudhisthira took bath. This bath at the end of the sacrifice is also technical. It is called the Avabritha Snan. Lord Krishna thus enabled the performance of the Rajasuya Yajna, arranged by King Yudhisthira, to be successfully completed. And being requested by his cousins and relatives, Krishna remained in Hastinapur for a few months more. Although King Yudhisthira and his brothers were not willing to have Lord Krishna leave Hastinapur, Krishna arranged to take permission from the king to return to Dwaraka, and thus Krishna returned home along with his queens and ministers. Referring to the death of Shishupal, the story of the fall of Jai and Vijay from the Vaikuntha planets to the material world is described in the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. The killing of Shishupal has a direct link with that narration of Jai and Vijay. But the most important instruction that we get from this incident is that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, being absolute, can give salvation to everyone, whether one acts as his enemy or as his friend. It is therefore a misconception that Lord Krishna acts with someone in relationship as a friend and with someone else in the relationship of an enemy. Krishna's being an enemy or friend is always on the absolute platform. There is no material distinction. After King Yudhisthira took bath after the sacrifice and stood in the midst of all the learned sages and brahmanas, Yudhisthira seemed exactly like the king of heaven and thus was looking very beautiful. Yudhisthira sufficiently rewarded all the demigods who participated in the yajna, and being greatly satisfied, all of the demigods left the arena, praising the king's activities and glorifying Lord Krishna. When Shukadeva Goswami was thus narrating these incidents of Krishna killing Shishupal and describing the successful execution of the Rajasuya Yajna by Maharaj Yudhisthira, Shukadeva also pointed out that after the successful termination of the yajna, there was only one person who was not happy, and that person was Duryodhana. Duryodhana by nature was very envious because of his sinful life. And Duryodhana appeared in the dynasty of the Kurus as a chronic disease personified in order to destroy the whole Kaurava family. Shukadeva Goswami assured Maharaja Parikshit that the pastimes of Lord Krishna, such as the killing of Shishupal and Jarasandha, and the releasing of the imprisoned kings, are all transcendental vibrations. And anyone who hears these narrations from the authorized persons will be immediately freed from all reactions of the sinful activities of one's life. Shukadeva Goswami then explained further details of the Rajasuya Yajna performed by Maharaj Yudhisthira. My dear King Parikshit, your grandfather, King Yudhisthira, was a great soul. His congenial disposition attracted everyone as his friend, and therefore he was known as Ajatashatru, or one who never created an enemy. Yudhishthira engaged all the members of the Kuru dynasty in taking charge of different departments for the management of the Rajasuya sacrifice. For example, Bhimasen was put in charge of the kitchen department, Duryodhan in charge of the treasury department, Sahadev in charge of the reception department, Nakula in charge of the store department, and Arjuna was engaged in looking after the comforts of the elderly persons. But the most astonishing feature was that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, took charge of washing the feet of all the incoming guests. The queen, the goddess of fortune Draupadi, was in charge of administering the distribution of food. And because Karna was famous for giving charity, he was put in charge of the charity department. In this way, Satyaki, Vikarna, Hardikya, Vidura, Burishrava, and Santardhan, the son of Balika, were all engaged in different departments for managing the affairs of the Rajasuya sacrifice. They were all so bound in loving affection for King Yudhishthira that they simply wanted to please him. After Shishupal had died by the mercy of Lord Krishna and had become merged in the spiritual existence, and after the end of the Rajasuya Yajna, when all the friends, guests, and well-wishers had been sufficiently honored and rewarded, King Yudhishthira went to bathe in the Ganges. The city of Hastinapur is today standing on the bank of the Yamuna, and the statement of Srimad Bhagavatam that King Yudhishthira went to bathe in the Ganges therefore indicates that during the time of the Pandavas, the river Yamuna was also known as the Ganges. While the king was taking the Avabritha bath, different musical instruments, such as mridangas, conch shells, drums, kettle drums, and bugles, all vibrated. In addition, the ankle bells of the dancing girls jingled. Many groups of professional singers played veenas, flutes, gongs, and cymbals, and thus a tumultuous sound vibrated in the sky. The princely guests from many kingdoms like Sunjai, Kamboj, Kuru, Kekai, and Kosala were present with their different flags and gorgeously decorated elephants, chariots, horses, and soldiers. All were passing in a procession, and King Yudhishthira was in the forefront. The executive members, such as the priests, religious ministers, and brahmanas, were performing a sacrifice, and all were loudly chanting the Vedic hymns. The demigods, the inhabitants of the Pitriloka and Gandharva Loka, as well as many sages, showered flowers from the sky. The men and women of Hastinapur or Indraprastha, their bodies smeared with scents and flower oils, were nicely dressed in colorful garments and decorated with garlands, jewels, and ornaments. They were all enjoying the ceremony, and they threw upon each other liquid substances like water, oil, milk, butter, and yogurt. Some even smeared these on each other's bodies. In this way, they were enjoying the occasion. The professional prostitutes were also engaged by jubilantly smearing these liquid substances on the bodies of the men, and the men reciprocated in the same way. All the liquid substances had been mixed with turmeric and saffron, and thus their color was a lustrous yellow. In order to observe the great ceremony, many wives of the demigods had come in different airplanes, and they were visible in the sky. Similarly, the queens of the royal family arrived gorgeously decorated and surrounded by bodyguards on the surface of different palanquins. During this time, Lord Krishna, the maternal cousin of the Pandavas, and his special friend Arjuna were both throwing the liquid substances on the bodies of the queens. The queens became bashful, but at the same time, their beautiful smiling brightened their faces. Because of the liquid substances being thrown on their bodies, the saris covering them became completely wet. The different parts of their beautiful bodies, particularly their breasts and waist, became partially visible because of the wet cloth. The queens also brought in buckets of liquid substances and sprinkled them on the bodies of their brothers-in-law. As they engaged in such jubilant activities, their hair fell loose and the flowers decorating their bodies began to fall. When Lord Krishna, Arjuna, and the queens were thus engaged in these jubilant activities, persons who were not clean in heart became agitated by lustful desires. In other words, such behavior between pure males and females is enjoyable, but persons who are materially contaminated become lustful. King Yudhisthira, in a gorgeous chariot yoked by excellent horses, was present with his queens, including Draupadi and others. The festivities of the sacrifice were so beautiful that it appeared as if Rajasuya himself was standing there in person with the functions of the sacrifice. Following the Rajasuya sacrifice, there was the Vedic ritualistic duty known as Patni Sanyaj. This sacrifice is performed along with one's wife, and it was also duly performed by the priests of King Yudhisthira. When Queen Draupadi and King Yudhisthira were taking their Avavrita Snan, the citizens of Hastinapur, as well as the demigods, began to beat on drums and blow trumpets out of feelings of happiness. And there was a shower of flowers from the sky. When the king and queen finished their bath in the Ganges, all the other citizens, consisting of all the varnas or castes, such as brahmanas, kshatriyas, vaishyas, and shudras, also took their baths in the Ganges. Bathing in the Ganges is recommended in the Vedic literatures because by such bathing, one becomes freed from all sinful reactions. And this is still current in India, especially at particularly auspicious moments. At such times, millions of people bathe in the Ganges. After taking bath, King Yudhisthira dressed in a new silken cloth and wrapper and decorated himself with valuable jewelry. The king not only dressed himself and decorated himself, but also Yudhisthira gave clothing and ornaments to all the priests and to others who had participated in the sacrifices. In this way, they were all worshipped by King Yudhisthira. Yudhisthira constantly worshipped his friends, family members, relatives, well-wishers, and everyone present. And because Yudhisthira was a great devotee of Lord Narayana, and because Yudhisthira was Vaishnava, Yudhisthira therefore knew how to treat everyone well. The Mayavadi philosopher's endeavor to see everyone as God is an artificial way towards oneness. But the Vaishnava, or devotee of Lord Narayana, sees every living entity as part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, the Vaishnava's treatment of other living entities is on the absolute platform. Since one cannot treat one part of one's body differently from another part, because they all belong to the same body, so the Vaishnava does not see a human being as distinct from an animal, because in both of them, the Vaishnava sees the soul and the supersoul seated simultaneously within the heart. When everyone was refreshed after bathing and was dressed in silken clothing with jeweled earrings, flower garlands, turbans, long wrappers, and pearl necklaces, altogether they looked like the demigods from heaven. And this was especially true of the women, who were very nicely dressed. Each wore a golden belt around the waist, and they were all smiling. Spots of tilak and curling hair were scattered here and there, and this combination was very attractive. Persons who had participated in the Rajasuya sacrifice, including the most cultured priests, the brahmanas who had assisted in the performance of the sacrifice, the citizens of all varnas, kings, demigods, sages, saints, and the citizens of Pitriloka, were all very much satisfied by the dealings of King Yudhisthira. And at the end, they happily departed for their residences. And while returning to their homes, they talked of the dealings of King Yudhisthira. And even after continuous talking of his greatness, still they were not satiated. Just as one may drink nectar over and over again and never be satisfied. After the departure of all others, Maharaj Yudhisthira restrained the inner circle of his friends, including Lord Krishna, by not allowing them to leave. And Lord Krishna could not refuse the request of the king. Krishna therefore sent back all the heroes of the Yadu dynasty, like Samba and others. All of them returned to Dwaraka, and Lord Krishna personally remained in order to give pleasure to King Yudhisthira. In the material world, everyone has a particular type of desire to be fulfilled. But one is never able to fulfill one's desires to his or her full satisfaction. But because of his unflinching devotion to Krishna, King Yudhisthira could fulfill all of his desires successfully by the performance of the Rajasuya Yajna. From the description of the execution of the Rajasuya sacrifice, it appears that such a function is a great ocean of opulent desires. But it is not possible for an ordinary man to cross over such an ocean. Nevertheless, by the grace of Lord Krishna, King Yudhisthira was able to cross over it very easily, and thus Yudhisthira became freed from all anxieties. Thus ends chapter 74, scene 7. Yudhisthira completes the Rajasuya Yajna. End of canto 18, the Rajasuya sacrifice. All glories to Krishna book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Radha Krishna bol bol, bolo re shobhai. Radha Krishna bol bol,
Bolo Rishobai Niche Mayara Boshe Jacho Bese Kacho Habu Bubu Bai Niche Mayara Boshe Jacho Bese Kacho Habu Dubu Bhai Radha Krishna Bobo Bolo Re Shobhai Radha Krishna Bobo Bolo Re Shobhai Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.